Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Guys, Aztec Warfare 3 is here. A lot happened in the temple. We've got our own temple here going on, so stick around because you are not going to want to miss this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Ooh, I like this a lot. We've got our own warfare going on in the booth today, in the studio today. We're talking Season 3, Episode 11, Aztec Warfare 3, right here on Lucha Underground After Show, right here on AfterBuzz TV.
Deal.
Guys, I am so excited.
Are you gonna address the mask?
No, what mask?
Cool.
What are you talking about?
Same, also, it's me too.
Why are you wearing that human suit?
There you go.
Wow.
We have got deep. We've got so much to discuss today, guys. As always, I am Ty Matthews. Y'all can find me online at Ty Matthews PMA, as well as various other after shows. I don't know what you guys are talking about. Everything's completely normal. To my left, today masquerading as Princess Puma.
I'm Princess Puma.
If you will. You can find her online at Rachel Sam Evans or Rachel Sam Vans.
Depends on how your brain works.
Or you can find her at Snarled.
YouTube.com/Snarled.
Guys, this is Rachel Evans.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Hello. I feel good. I'm glad to be here.
You're getting so much better.
I know. I feel confident. And I'm happy I'm here.
Two Rachels left. You might know him as Mr. Sanomiero himself, ready to dish out some overhand chops, some packet pile drivers.
Take off the glove and just chop the shit out of
three up, three down. You know how I do. He is a historian, a documentarian, a producer, an engineer, a wrestling connoisseur, if you will. He's got a documentary there in front of him that you can buy at highspots.com. Ladies and gentlemen, at Jimbo in the booth, Mr. James Frank.
Hi. Today, I'm wearing a mask. This might be what Pentagon's face is normally like. It's weird.
Yes.
I don't know how people function and walk around like this. Like, when you see, like, the old, like, lucha videos from Mexico where they wear, like, suits, but they still have the mask on.
It's,
like,
there's how do you survive? There's no better look than that. Like,
it is surprisingly comfortable, though.
Yeah, before we started, she put this on, but she put it on totally backwards.
I put it on backwards, and I was like, how do I see?
She's like, where are the eye holes?
Didn't make any sense, but I'm blind anyway, so I thought it was just me. I was like, wow, I went full blind.
Imagine blind as a bat, but not as a cat.
There you go.
That's what I always say.
I mean, it's guys, it's a tale as old as time.
True as it can be.
Yep. Rachel is a cat.
Meow, y'all.
We figured, you know, we're just over a quarter through this season. Aztec Warfare is obviously a big deal. We decided to commemorate the occasion.
Yeah.
By dressing up in our Sunday best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is how we go to church, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about y'all.
The temple.
There you go. Right there.
Yeah.
This one is not so comfortable.
I really want to take this off.
I want to pop this off.
I would love it if you took it off because...
Yeah, you're really creepy
you
with that thing
on. You are scaring me.
Yeah,
stop
those eyes.
Looking at me. Look at them.
Do you ever wear that to the haunts you go to?
That is very much not allowed.
Really?
Masks at haunts is very much frowned upon.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it because then they don't know who's working
exactly,
and who's not working?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Bad things happen.
Oh.
Guys, it's just me.
Oh,
it's
hi.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
It's okay.
Whoa. Banana.
Bad to the bone.
Oh, boy. That was an uncomfortable bit.
Way to commit to the bit.
I couldn't be more comfortable. I am wearing my pajamas.
This is true. Out of all of us, you picked kind of the best thing.
Know why?
Why is that?
I'm a genius.
You sure are.
Genius!
Well, let's...
One for Rachel.
Now, before we get into Aztec Warfare, we have a little bit to talk about in the bowels of the temple, if you will.
Yeah, Cheddar.
Finally not this time.
We're talking about the door that they always break through.
No. I just meant the in the hallway.
You're just in the temple. Just meant in the temple.
We get it was in the, you know, deep in the inner recesses of the temple. Johnny Mundo he's making a documentary.
This was so
about
great
him, about himself.
I loved it.
I know.
Taya following him around with a camera.
That big old camera.
Love it. Love
oh wow!
It. We find out he drew number 12 for Aztec Warfare, and he is ready to take all 19 other participants to Slamtown, no matter what they say. He says that he's basically got a plan to be his own insurance policy. He plans to be the first man ever to hold both the Lucha Underground Championship and the Gift of the Gods Championship. So really, no one can challenge him.
Yeah,
right.
Why not?
What a plan!
Pretty smart.
Well, you know, if it worked, it'd be pretty smart, but no, it's not so smart.
But he decides to get a little bit surly with El Jefe.
Yeah.
Which, you know, leads to... It leads to bad things. He just is fresh off paying Dario off with all that money.
Yeah.
You know, minus a couple thousand for the internet pictures.
Yeah.
But he decides to get in the boss's face, and the boss, being who he is, decides to tear that number in half.
That was so great.
And now Johnny Mundo is entering at number dos. Much so to his chagrin.
Yeah, why did you not see that? You don't poke the bear.
Wouldn't
you know? You don't poke the bear. I don't understand where that hubris came from.
I mean,
will it end?
He's got it in spades.
Will it end?
You don't poke the bear, especially when the bear is that greasy.
Oh my God, don't call him greasy, because that has a negative connotation.
He's such a soggy bear.
He's a soggy boy, but he's beautiful.
Oh, he's gorgeous.
And angular.
He does have a lot. He's very sharp.
He's so angular.
In multiple ways.
Like a sculpture, like the David.
He's like someone angrily drew him into being.
And then like...
He's not bad. He's just drawn like that way.
There you go.
But like an oil painting.
So not like...
emphasis on the oil.
So not like Doodlebob from SpongeBob.
Right.
I loved how Taya's like camera, when it switched to her shot, it totally was like shot differently. It was like shot in standard as opposed to like film or whatever.
Exactly. Okay.
And then like we see the batteries like about
that.
To die. I was waiting for Mundo to like go to like look in the camera and be like, and the most important thing about this documentary is, and then the battery just died. Like the camera shut off. I was like, that's where they're going with this.
And then, I genuinely was like, oh, that's really cool that they actually used the camera that Taya was using. Like, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Smart.
Asshole.
Smart. No. He's just saying it was the cinematography.
They
was
changed
different.
The way it looks.
Because
so
they very
looks
well may
like
have.
Hair yeah. My face.
They very well may have used the same.
I don't care anymore.
The camera. It's okay, Rachel.
You really broke. You guys constantly just break. Just disillusion me.
Why?
Why's that?
To the art of wrestling.
We illusion you, if anything.
Yeah, now I know the names of, like, three moves.
Oh, you'll learn plenty more.
You don't really take your time with me, though, to be honest.
Why is that?
If we're
mean?
Being honest, which I think this is the time to do
which
it.
Which we are. Go on.
I think that you guys should, if you guys see a move, and I don't have a poker face, if I don't know the move, you're going to know it.
Well, this is why we all need to watch together, like
yeah,
a unit.
Yeah,
why don't we watch this together?
Maybe next week we'll be able to watch together. We still got to figure
out
what's up.
I can always watch it together.
I always come in on Wednesday nights.
Do you?
Yeah.
Fucking tell me.
I have before.
You before? I thought it was an occasional thing.
I love
I'll
how we're
in.
Fighting about watching the show on the app.
Well, you know what? We're going to be a better team for it, guys.
Yeah.
Because we're committed to bringing you the best after show that we can.
Okay. I'll come in every Wednesday night.
All right.
I don't give up.
I love how Dario was about to call him you were going to be the best in the Mundo. He like stopped. He was about to say world. He like stopped. He's like, Mundo.
Oh, I get it.
I
hope that that moment was like the first time that Dario got his name. He's like, I get it now.
You understand what's bad, man.
Exactly. Bert knows.
I felt a lot of feelings for Dario this evening.
That's every evening.
But Aztec Warfare evening in particular.
That's true. That brings out a lot more feelings.
Yeah, I felt... But we'll get to those feelings, because sure. I'm sure he'll come up again.
Oh, he'll
right?
He'll come up.
Okay, plenty. Great.
Because he's first out. His brother, the Lucha Underground champion, Matanza, is the first person to start Aztec Warfare. Speaking of hubris,
yeah,
they're so confident that they're starting him out at number one.
I mean, why wouldn't you be?
Of course.
He's never proven him wrong.
He's a capital M monster. That's literally in his name.
He's a Nicki Minajster.
I'm a monster.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yep. You got it.
Did you get it? He didn't get it.
Well, let's... There you go. We finally got one.
Thank you. Fuck off.
Well, let's... You know what? I'm not going to go through everyone one by one, so let's talk about our favorite moments of Aztec Warfare, because there's plenty to go into.
Oh, my God.
What did you guys think?
Well, there was, like, a chunk of time that was just really doing it for me, and it was right before Matt came in. It was when Ray and Marty Moth were 69ing.
619ing.
No. They're 69ing in the middle of the ring.
No, 619.
No.
It's a new thing.
No.
Go on.
She has the picture.
Yeah. I took a picture of them. In the middle of the ring.
Reverse cisgendered cow person.
That's my move.
Yep.
They can't have that. I have my own finisher, and you guys might see it one day. No, you won't. But there was like a whole chunk of time where it was just Ray and Marty Moth going at it, which... Two of my favorites.
Sure, absolutely.
And then the Mac comes in and you hear that music and then you just get chills everywhere and like you take your pants off and then you really get like a nice cup of tea and you're like, here I am. I'm here for this. What are we talking about? Right.
Return of the Mac.
No, you're right.
There it is. So then he comes down and then just stunted the shit out of Marty the Moth, and that was, we were talking about this, was so beautiful the way that he sold that, that just, like, he flew back into space. And then the entire, like, the next 15 minutes were completely Mac-based, and it was all about that.
Mac-based. Mac-mode, there you go.
We
got a lot of amazing stunners. I believe he even caught someone out, oh, God!
Oh, chill out, dude.
He caught someone out of a dive. Straight into a stunner.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I'm pretty sure. I couldn't be wrong.
No, I think you're right.
I saw PJ Black and Mundo do like a double team.
I'm still pulling out pieces. Well, that was it.
I know. I see it on your chin. Come here. I got it. I got you. I
appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Guys, we work hard.
We go hard.
Are you talking about when? After Black Lotus came in, oh, highlight.
Oh my God!
Hello, what the fuck
are we
going to
just jump?
So
to that?
let's go ahead and jump into it, guys. Aztec Warfare is all over the place. We're going to be all over the place tonight. So let's talk the Black Lotus tryout. I believe it's called. God.
Well, for starters, Ricky Mandel comes out, and I was really hoping he'd have that picture. Hey, this is cool. Can I keep this?
Neat pictures, mister.
Can I keep this?
Oh, cool pictures, mister.
I was really excited to see Ricky Mandel in this match.
And then he comes out, and he just gets rolled up by Pentagon.
Immediately.
Yeah, almost gets that arm broke.
Yeah, he gets hit with the 3-up, 3-down driver. Mm-hmm. He's about to get his arm broke, and we see Black Lotus come in. And then we see ninjas on all the ring... post, and it clicked in my head.
Lotus
and I, like,
clones.
Legit, like...
Straight up.
It's the triad!
Straight up Joshi ninjas.
Oh, man, it was so cool.
So cool.
And it was even cooler that they were all girls. Because I didn't expect that at all.
Women.
There you go.
You're the second person to correct me.
Well, they probably had their period, so I'm assuming they're women.
Is that the separation line?
That's when you become a woman, or your bat mitzvah.
Or your bat mitzvah.
Or your bat mitzvah. Or your quinceañera. I'm not here to judge. Whenever it happens for you. I'm not here to yuck your yum. Whenever you fucking become a woman, that's great.
I loved when he like shoves one into the rope's face first, and she popped up. Into like a Rana.
Yes.
Like a flying head scissors. Yeah. I was like, oh, I've never seen anyone get into it like that.
Yeah, these girls, I haven't heard, these women, I haven't done a whole lot of research on them just yet. I believe they come from Stardom in Japan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to see some pretty incredible stuff from them.
Oh, goodness me.
For sure.
That was awesome.
Oh, shit.
But it's, once again, that brings around the tale of Pentagon kind of constantly getting his comeuppance. Like, we don't really think of him this way, but he kind of is always falling short.
Like he's,
I do think of him that way.
He's like, do you think so?
I do.
He's like the most violent underdog.
I do. I also thought Marty looked really big. This is so unrelated. I'm sorry.
No, it's going.
He looked really big.
He's a large man.
Like buff?
No, but he looked so much bigger than I remember him
really?
Even from last week.
Was it because he was mostly in there with Ray?
No, because the time I'm thinking about, he was fighting Matanza.
Yeah, he walks in and just slaps Matanza.
Felt so natural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like him and Matanza felt so... I was like,
the creeper
I gotta
versus
see
the
that.
Monster.
That right. felt really natural to me. But he looked huge tonight.
Well,
but yeah, I've always thought of Pentagon. I feel like he loses a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of a loser.
He's got a scary face. Don't get me wrong.
He does.
Can we talk about when like... the Worldwide Undergrounders doing all these like cool combo moves,
mm-hmm.
and then like I think PJ Black gets on all fours, and Mundo tries to do like a jump off his back and
oh!
totally spikes himself
oh, yeah.
on his head.
I know,
and then rolls over like nothing happened.
Like nothing.
I was like, "What?"
Well, let's talk a few of the gnarliest bumps that we saw tonight.
Oh
that was
God.
Definitely
first
one
of all. First of all, that one definitely was one of my loudest reactions during the show because it looked like he straight up died.
Wait,
and
what
then.
Are we talking about?
That assisted
when Mundo spikes himself
assisted double team off of the
God.
Back. But
was that not supposed to happen?
I don't believe so.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so, Tim.
Because I get confused with.
I don't think so.
Tim. Okay, is it a reference I don't get?
Yeah, probably.
Home Improvement.
Oh, I should. No, I shouldn't. No. Je refuse. But stop. I can't hear myself because of the thing, and so like I'm just going at it right now. But because I get confused sometimes in Lucha because everything that they do mostly looks so hard hitting and
sure.
so like it's supposed to be there. But that looked really goddamn painful.
Right.
There was another one that
and
you were talking about.
Speaking of which, let's talk about the flatliner that the math took.
Oh,
near the end of this
match. My God.
Because I've never seen someone's body bend that way on that bump
spiked.
Outside of Endorphin Pro Wrestling videos.
That's what we're talking about.
He's spiked.
I wouldn't even call it spike only because like his body like wobbled so much more than a spike would.
And his neck turned into jello
like,
for a second.
It was like if a lawn dart was made out of rubber.
Lawn darts.
I don't know what a lawn dart is.
I was about to be like, do
you guys don't know lawn
darts? What is a lawn dart?
How have you, first of all, have you
They're
never
giant
even,
darts.
Have you never
seen
even,
me,
you never
myself,
even heard this
Irene?
Phrase before?
No.
Like someone getting lawn darted, like into a thing?
Like
no.
Johnny Gargano's move when he throws the guy in the corner?
Oh my God.
This We've
is, sorry.
Been over
okay.
this.
Rich.
So back in the day, there were these giant darts.
In like the 70s, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah.
Like
legit
literal
heavy metal.
What are the darts for hunting?
They were for throwing in your lawn.
It was like a game to play
with your kids.
It was like a front lawn game. Like you would put little targets on the lawn and you would chuck these things like javelins, like mini javelins. And they would stick in the ground. And obviously...
They realized...
That is so dangerous!
Even worse, even worse, some people would throw them straight up into the air to hit a target on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. not spike your head.
So I think they were made by Whammo, was the brand.
I think
that
so.
It was Whammo.
So you can imagine how well that went.
Death.
Sure.
Death well.
Right. So, that gave birth to the term being lawn darted, which is common in wrestling as... If someone, for example, Mr. Gargano, Mr. Wrestling,
yes.
yeah.
If you will, has a move where he carries someone on the shoulder.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Runs, that's called a lawn dart.
IRL, I've seen it.
Yes, that's why it's called a lawn dart.
Okay.
Because it resembles.
That's very cool. I didn't know that.
Yep.
I don't know the name of move, so it's not surprising that I didn't know that.
Right.
But I didn't know that that was a thing.
There's also a clip from WCW, I believe it's 1996, 1997, that lives on in infamy as one of the greatest like singular clips,
oh, okay.
exactly, of
like,
WCW.
Oh, God.
The NWO had first come into being. They were invading. They took little Rey Mysterio.
Baby.
Who was smaller than he had ever been. Imagine how small you've ever
it's
seen
like
Rey Mysterio.
Son of a bitching baby.
Smaller than that.
How's
a little,
it possible?
Little son of a bitching baby. There was like a portable, like a trailer for production.
No.
And Kevin Nash.
I don't want to hear this.
Gigantic Kevin Nash held him up over his shoulder and just... Bink!
Yeah.
Just like
head first.
Almost threw him through the wall of the trailer.
It was pretty insane.
Another,
that's absurd.
Another awesome lawn dart moment.
That's wait. Mark, show me.
Mark has it queued up. Will oh God, will our oh viewers God, be able God. To see this, Mark?
In just a moment. Okay, cool. To get to the
more
right
lawn dart moments great. In this match. Were...
More lawn dart moments. It's even called Mysterio Lawn Dart. Check this
oh,
out.
No.
Bink.
Oh, poor guy.
How do you come back from that?
This moment was so infamous because they were shooting on at Disney, and a lot of the folks in the area were like, there's a fight happening down
there. Oh, yeah.
That's sweet.
That man's trying to kill that child.
What year was this?
97?
WCW. So it was like Hillary Duff was like, Mom!
This Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this match was so yesterday.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, my God. That was good.
Don't you dare.
That was really good.
I love when
there you go.
Get it. That was all for you.
Mm-hmm. Matanza eliminates Jeremiah Crane. He just
like
grabs
that.
Him by his hair, throws him in the air, catches him, does his twist.
Oh my God, that German though.
That was
yeah.
so crazy.
So gorgeous.
It was nice. I was not pleased that he was the first one to go because he did work up until he got eliminated.
He really did. Well, that
up
that might
until
be why.
The moment he got eliminated, he
right.
did work. He was amazing. He was,
that might
lots
be why.
Of kicks.
That might be why he
lots
put in
kicks.
So much work is because he knew he was going out first.
Lots of boots to the face, and I never cease to amaze me how fast he is.
Yes, definitely.
He is. What? I think it was like 3 weeks ago. I was watching something. I was watching a match with him, and I was like, "Is he in Fast Forward?"
Well, and for someone, I think what it is, I think actually maybe part of the key to that is he used to be about 5 times the size he is now.
What?
Like, he used to be like...
Oh, when he was like Cannonball? When he
started, he was called Cannonball Callahan, and it was because he was great, big, and round, like a cannonball. And he lost...
When was this? Because I saw him for the first time 3 years ago.
No, far before. He's been wrestling a long time.
Well, yeah. I figured that, yeah. But like, 3 years ago, he was not big at all.
That might have been 08, 09, maybe? Something
oh,
like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He was part of a group, I believe, called Switchblade Conspiracy with Jon Moxley.
Okay, that's dope as hell.
The now Dean Ambrose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm familiar.
Switchblade Conspiracy?
Did you notice
is that what it's
when,
called? Maybe that's a band. Switchblade
no,
something.
That's what it was.
Is that what it yeah. was? Okay.
Did you notice when like Marty that's like crazy. Hucks Son of Havoc out of the ring? He almost does a tope dive onto beautiful Brenda and like B like grabs her and pulls her out of the way. I was like, oh shit, he's about to tope onto Brenda.
Which speaking of B, let's talk about Famous B.
Such a great spot.
Entering Aztec Warfare at number 15.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Crazy.
And just the interaction between him and Rey Mysterio, trying desperately to get Rey Mysterio to become
his
newest
car.
Client.
Why not?
4-2-3.
You want to be famous?
And Rey grabs that tie and like chucks him halfway across the ring, across that middle rope.
Yeah.
Into perfect 619 position.
And yes. also, Famous B sold that like a perfect cartoon.
Oh, amazing.
Just like, whoa!
He is kind of a Tex Avery cartoon come to life.
Like, it'd be like, like the Goofy, you know?
That's exactly correct. I just watched the Goofy movie 4 times in 2 weeks.
That's normal.
It's not.
I'll watch
Do you
it
know
every
that
Monday.
That movie starts with him having a sex dream and then he turns into his dad?
Yep. Oh, I don't like anything
Dark.
About that.
Cool.
Find out more about that on Snarled.
Ooh.
Hey,
I've never once seen that movie, and now you've just confirmed
I
will
of
never.
All of the damn movies you've seen, you haven't seen a Goofy movie.
Oh, it's really good.
I'm going to mute you for the rest of the show.
It's really good.
I love how.
Is that real?
B is like, my number is 423, and he's like, no.
619.
Like, oh, so good.
Who did he try to 619 and they caught it?
Matanza.
Yeah, that was fine.
He doesn't
yep,
mess around.
That was fine.
I understood.
That was fine. I get it. Now, here's one thing. I don't want to jump too far forward, but obviously we have to address the ending of this match while there's still ample time.
Yeah.
So first of all, let's talk about Matanza. Let's talk about Matanza just getting, like, straight ruined
yeah.
by everyone's finisher.
Everybody's finisher in a row.
That was amazing.
Which makes I love the idea of that. It's like the old trope of in a battle royal where everyone gangs up and gets the biggest guy out, but way more exciting than that.
Why am I forgetting who was orchestrating that? There was somebody orchestrating that.
Was it Ray or was it Mac, maybe?
I think it was Ray.
Do you think?
I think it was
Ray.
Yeah, I think it was Ray.
So we're seeing, I mean, just getting hit over and over and over, finish after finish after finish. 1619, attempted another 619, gets caught, turns it into a sunset flip powerbomb, Yoshitonic, whatever you want to call it.
Red, whatever you want.
Whatever you like.
No, which one should I call it?
Call it Lady.
For the scholar. Over here.
The scholar.
Just don't call it late for dinner.
I knew that was coming. You son of a bitch. I like the Yoshitonic.
Yoshitonic.
There you go.
Yoshitonic.
You got it.
Holy complications.
I know. It's a tough game we play.
Hey, no game. This is my life.
But yeah, one sunset flip powerbomb later, and Matanza is out. We are guaranteed a new Lucha Underground champion. Right?
Bam, bam.
Then we're down to Rey Mysterio, Johnny Mundo, the Mac, and Mil Muertes, and Sexy Star. What else is there? So Matanza, after getting eliminated, goes straight up postal.
He goes ham.
He goes ham.
Hard as a motherfucker.
On Rey Mysterio, thank you.
Is that what that stands for?
Yes!
You didn't know that? No.
I'm so glad I said that. That's two. We're all learning from each other, and that is what's so beautiful about a synergetic relationship.
It's an educational show.
Yeah.
But just hits an absolutely insane Wrath of the Gods. Not quite as insane as the one he hit on Masquerita Sagrada earlier in the match.
That was so cool.
That was insane.
A lot of spins.
Hold on.
It was...
Are you talking about the, like,
what was that?
The flipping fall-away slam?
That was ham.
Oh, I forgot he did that as well.
He did that. I was like, no shit. Is it still considered a fall-away slam if you don't let the guy fall and you just jump back?
I don't even know what you call that.
It was so crazy.
Right.
It was like a standing Spanish fly, kind of.
Kind of, yeah.
It was so weird.
Similar. Very, very similar.
Spanish fly power slam?
Sure. Sure.
Sure.
Thanks, Rachel.
Yep.
So after his tantrum, basically, Rey Mysterio is also eliminated, but after he's eliminated, Matanza shoves Dario Cueto right on his ass.
He's fell on the floor.
Dario tries to corral him with that key.
It's not working.
It didn't work. He lost for the first time.
Yep.
I don't know where this is going. Where do you guys think this is going? What a fun game this is for me. Tell me all your secrets.
I think we might. I think we might get a little bit of a break from Matanza. Maybe Dario kind of searching for him.
It has been a lot of Matanza.
I think it's been Matanza heavy. You know, not that we're complaining, but
Matevi.
It's been Matevi.
Yeah,
he finds him.
Matevi.
He finds him at the mother's grave.
Ooh, I like that.
But like, what is he doing? Just like crying and leaving flowers? Why is he there?
Maybe.
Or resurrecting
her. He's just like hitting
her.
His head on the gravestone.
Or he's Ed Geening her.
What if he takes... what if he somehow gets a hold of Katrina's rock?
Oh.
And there are like resurrective powers.
I was thinking about Ed Geening where he would like dig her
dig
up
the
and
body
then
back
wear
up.
Her skin like a suit.
Ooh, okay. All right. He'd be like the Pretty Lady version of Leatherface. With like the makeup and the lipstick.
That's real Ed Geening.
Mm-hmm. Well, Katrina said if Mil lost, she wasn't going to bring him back, right?
Well, she said that about Grave Consequences.
Oh, okay.
Aztec Warfare, they may be, you know, okay again.
They're okay.
Yeah, they're fine now. They already made out in the middle of the ring.
Right.
Fucking disgusting.
Right. Of course. We can never forget that.
Never forget.
Let's talk about the return of Angelico. We saw shenanigans from Worldwide Underground all throughout this match.
Yeah.
Look up to the skies.
There he is.
We see an angel. The saving grace of the temple.
An angel.
From his favorite place, from atop Dario Cueto's office.
Yeah.
Leaping into the ring. I was very, very worried that he hurt himself again.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's possible.
Very possible.
I would have thought that before he came back, that's rude. I'm not going to say that.
Go on.
I would have thought that before he came back, he would have put on a little muscle to protect himself. Just like a little fat, maybe anything. Just don't hurt yourself again.
He's a lithe man.
He's tiny man.
Mm, he's a slender man.
Well, he's a slender man.
Esquelito.
He's a slender man. I've been tracking him through the woods, and me and all my 13-year-old girlfriends are...
Angelico as slender man.
Yeah, for real. I didn't feel any less fear for his life.
Sure.
But he did impress me.
Oh, of course.
His return was, so great.
He's an impressive man. But
I want to see him dive off something else.
Just like what
just
else?
Like anything else in the temple?
A springboard.
Like, a literal springboard.
Yeah.
Like where the band plays, maybe.
Oh, there you go.
Like I wonder how far that is from the ring.
While Slapback or the Chimps are regaling us?
I want him and Puma to meet in the air and do an aerial dance.
Like one of them, like one of them tiger flies. Hidden dragon.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. One of them flies from on top of Dario's office. One of them flies from the band area, mm-hmm. and they meet in the middle, hands extended.
Ooh. Right, guys, easy.
Isn't she lovely?
Now that dive leads to Sexy Star eliminating Johnny Mundo. Which here was my original point with all of this. So Johnny Mundo, when he runs into Dario Cueto at the beginning of the show. He had originally drawn number 12. Mm-hmm. He pisses Dario off. He ends up entering at number 2. Do you know who ended up entering at number 12?
It was Sexy Star.
Yep.
Guess who won?
Who's that?
It's Sexy Star.
Yes, you're goddamn right.
Oh,
hoisted by his own petard. Johnny Mundo.
His what? Own what?
Hoisted by his own petard.
Oh. Petard.
Can we talk about how cool
You can't say that word.
That's what it's like, say it again, Doc.
Shakespeare.
The handstand, the three-way handstand with the worldwide underground.
Oh,
my lord.
So
awesome. Okay. In what world was that awesome?
It was
that
so awesome.
That was pretty phenomenal.
Is this like Electric Boogaloo? What was
it? It was
that?
Like a three-way Eddie Gordo style, like capoeira handstand.
Oh, man.
Only the strong survive.
The only way the true brothers shake hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I wonder how many times they practiced
with
that.
Capoeira
or if they were like, we got to pull this off in the ring.
I don't know if they did.
Yeah,
they
were just
this
like,
off in the ring.
Okay. It's going to be super cool if we just do it the night of.
Guys, we got this. We got this. So Johnny Mundo is out. Of course, we see the Mac take that ridiculous flatliner and somehow survive.
His poor neck.
So now we're down to Mil Muertes and Sexy Star.
Even Willie's bump on the trident, the Reaper's trident,
yeah.
in the middle
yes.
was just
hard.
Insane.
Yeah. He just kind of throws his body at the ground and doesn't really have any regard for the angle at which he does
so. He's like,
so.
Oh, I'm all right.
Shit. Fuck it. Okay, I guess.
God, I really like him a lot.
We all do.
Do you remember that time I met him?
I do. I introduced you.
I know. It was so cool.
As his number one fan.
Yeah, and he was like, oh.
His literal words, this is how, like, charmingly humble William Mack is. Ugh. I said, oh, this is Rachel. She's, like, a really big fan of your work. And he goes, shit. Good thing someone likes it.
I know. And then he just walked away. And I was like, wow.
And then he just disappears into the night.
And that's exactly how I want every encounter to go. Because I don't want to stick around. I don't want to talk. I'm going to embarrass myself. I want you to say something fucking cool and then walk away. And that's exactly what he did.
If the conversation went any longer, it would literally just be about 90s Nickelodeon TV.
I'd be fine with that.
That's, yeah.
Watching Metalocalypse.
That's his favorite. That's right. When he Skyped into the show during first season, he was watching, or during second season, rather, he was in the middle of watching Metalocalypse.
Well, okay.
Guys, what we're saying is, William Mack is the coolest.
So cool.
If you haven't listened to Colt Cabana's Art of Wrestling podcast with Willie Mack on it, it's kind of incredible. And kind of, it was legitimately one of the reasons he started blowing up.
Cole Cabana's the coolest,
people
too.
People heard his ridiculously awesome story.
Say it again. Say it again!
So, we're down to the final two, Mil Muertes and Sexy Star.
Yeah.
Rachel, we talked about the feels of this whole sequence.
I cried.
Take us through it.
I cried.
Oops, I cried, I believe. What's your exact word?
Yeah, I texted Ty. Oops, I cried. Yeah.
Were you watching it at 6:30 this morning?
Hey, sure was texting you in real time. I woke up and I was like, "Oh, I'm so excited to finish this."
I'm gonna make some breakfast and some coffee.
No, nope.
it didn't do anything.
Didn't do any of those.
It
things.
Was an emotional, a very emotionally charged sequence.
Yeah.
I mean, just over and over. First of all, the chair shots to the head.
Amazing.
And
truly to the head, too. He didn't duck at the first one.
No.
Nothing.
He kind of took those all with his dome.
He's a monster.
He goes for the Reaper's Trident. He shakes off the chair shots, goes for the Reaper's Trident, goes right through a table. Even that's not enough to put him away.
Oh, my God.
What were your thoughts at this point? Did you think that these were just, like, close false finishes and that he was going to win the title?
I did.
Yeah?
I did, because he was getting so much abuse, and usually when that happens, there's some sort of come up or there's some sort of turnaround. Mm. So I was just waiting for it. And I wasn't – that whole – God, the whole show was executed so well, and I never felt cluttered. I never felt overwhelmed by what was happening on the screen. I always knew what was going on in the moment. Afterwards, I forget it, obviously. Mm. But I was so in it the entire time that I didn't even care. I mean, when Sexy Star won, when she got the pin, I was emotional.
Right.
But I did think he was going to pull through, but I'm sure happy he didn't.
Right, right.
I'm sad. Well, I'm not sad that she won, but I'm sad that I thought it should have ended with her beating Mundo. Like, I think Mill should have already been gone, and he shouldn't have been in it at all. And right. It should have ended with her beating Mundo, because I think that's the real...
That. Right. Well, and as we learned in that segment with Johnny Mundo and Dario, he's planning on cashing in that Gift of the Gods immediately next week.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't do it right as the match ended.
Right, right, right. So we will at least, in theory, get Sexy Star defending against Johnny Mundo next week.
Better beat him.
So, but to your point, I think there's several different stories they could have told. Her and Matanza, her and Johnny Mundo. I think her and Mil Muertes, the literal incarnation of death, as it were, kind of one of two of the most powerful beings in the entire temple.
Mm-hmm.
And she takes him out cleanly within the parameters of the match.
He punches her right in the face.
Oh my god,
that punch!
That right hand.
Oh, that was too real. He punched her in the face.
Right in the Jack Johnson.
He decked her. I did
the pause and throw thing that I do.
You did. That's your signature.
When I get really shocked by something that happens on the screen, I pause it with my remote and then I throw my remote against the wall and I go no.
It's kind of her signature move.
Yeah, it's kind of my thing. It's also
do you have to store up a special to do that.
It's it's really hazardous to me and my surroundings. But
it's dangerous.
Yeah. But I think it's the only way to show my emotions. I don't know how else to show emotion.
That's the only way.
I punched a wall 2 days ago.
Hmm.
I'm having an issue.
Let's go into that.
I just punched a wall.
Why'd you do it?
Because I felt...
It was all the wall from WCW.
The wall! R.I.P. the wall.
Yeah. I just, you know, when you don't know how to express yourself, sometimes you just punch walls. And then I look... Oh, look! You see that little cut?
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And then I was just like, okay. And then I went back to work.
I hope your emote is like Scorpion's spear, to where you can just...
Right,
just bring it back.
Tether it back.
Get over here.
That's always the funniest part of me trying to get my remote back is me not trying to leave. I do everything in my power to not leave my spot. So I'll keep my butt where it is, and I'm just like, please. Or I'll like take my clothes off and like jerry rig a
lasso.
Like a grappling hook.
I'm like, come here. It works sometimes, and then other times I fall. Yeah, okay. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Good thing she has a life alert.
I've fallen.
See, you got that reference.
And I can't get up. Where's the beef?
Disappointed.
But yeah, so Mil Muertes goes like he's about to hit Sexy Star with an avalanche flatliner through a table. Just ridiculous layers upon layers upon layers of holy shit.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Sexy Star turns the tables.
Yes.
Pushes him through the table.
There you go.
No, you got it.
You got it. Hits him with that double stomp. Covers him to become the new Lucha Underground champion.
And the first female Lucha Underground champion.
Yeah. Yes. Right? I mean, hey.
Absolutely.
What a year for women in wrestling, huh?
Right.
Huh?
Right.
Uh-huh. Huh? I hate saying shit like that because everybody says it, but like, truly.
Sure.
Truly, it's kind of a big deal.
It is. It absolutely is. Well, and I think kind of the difference between Lucha Underground and other shows or other companies is that Lucha Underground isn't going to spend 6 months patting themselves on the back for it.
No.
Like, they're gonna have a moment, they're going to let you enjoy that moment, and then they're going to continue being
an awesome show. If she's the main event in something, I'm pretty sure they won't bulk it up with two other main events with fucking...
She has been the main event.
Keep in mind...
She was a very, very notable main event. Mark, do you have the sound clip?
Oh my... Are you talking about Mariposa?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you, Mariposa!
See, now I don't want to play.
Now I just want a sound clip of that.
And this was shot long ago.
Yeah.
And taped. So yeah. It's not like they are hopping on what other companies are doing and being like, oh, this is popular. We got to do it.
Right. Well, that's,
they've been ahead of the curve on a lot of things.
Yeah, well, especially with female wrestling.
And we've talked about it before. Also, with Matanza defending the title in Aztec Warfare from the number one spot.
Yeah.
That was taped way before January.
The Rumble, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
You're doing good things, Lucha.
Lucha, I love you so much.
Other things we haven't really touched on: Joey Ryan handcuffing himself to the railing.
The shot of like, okay, it didn't work. We need to go get a reshoot. Go reshoot, and we'll just get a tight close up of like, oh look, the handcuffs came off.
Right.
But his reaction, the way
he was. Also, Joey Ryan just got married tonight. Congratulations, Joey Ryan. What a fun night! Right,
they're gonna have
his emoting and his reaction to Mil Muertes slowly descending down the temple terrified. Steps.
He's like, oh no.
Well, because it plays on the previous Aztec Warfare before. He tried handcuffing himself to the barricade at ringside. Yeah. Matanza made sure that did not work very well.
He's such a scumbag. I love it.
This time he waits until Matanza's in the ring and does it with the handrail on the steps, but is foiled yet again.
He could have just hid under the ring.
There was plenty
World
of that.
Underground
there
was
World Wide Underground did that. That's like their thing now.
He should have hit in Dario's office.
There you go. See, yeah, why hasn't that happened?
And you just see him, like, creep up under the window, and then he goes
the
back
shifty
away.
Eyes, and then back down.
I bet Dario would
It's like the Lucha
out.
Mask, too, like, that's on the door.
Exactly. He's like, the eyes and through, then he, like, through the eyes out. Of the mask.
They all blink, like in the cartoons.
He's so great. Incredible.
I was watching this again, and my roommate came home, and it was he'd walked in just at the moment where Joey Ryan came out.
Awesome.
And it was like on a big TV in just my bedroom, but my door was open, and like I had like 7 candles lit.
Oh boy!
I know. And then that happened, and then he walked in and was like, "Hey, Rachel, never mind. You have a good night. Never mind. Thank you." I was like, "Oh, come on." Oh, come on, guys. We get it. He's a sexy porn guy with the mustache and the your pizza. I'm surprised he's not just a pizza guy.
Right.
He's like, somebody order extra sausage.
Exactly. That's the subtext.
That's Joey Ryan.
They're just being subtle with it.
I love it.
But guys, that was Aztec Warfare.
Can you even believe it? Oh, even.
So what did you guys think overall?
Oh, stunning.
Especially compared to previous incarnations of Aztec Warfare.
Interesting.
I think they keep getting better, but the highlight of it for me was definitely the triad.
Yes.
The triad.
That, yeah.
And them all being women.
Exactly.
That
exactly.
just blew my mind.
That was incredible.
I was Jesse Spano excited. I was just like,
oh my God! And how seamlessly they pulled that, they executed that as well. Because like something like that, you can't have any hiccups.
Right.
Or else it's not going to be cool.
Sure.
Time out, guys. We got to shoot that again. Everybody back to
like,
one.
Somebody's shoelace gets stuck and they're like, God damn.
Like, oh man. Like, remember the Rumble a few years back when they tried to make Titus O'Neil like the fastest elimination?
Oh, man.
I can't hear that name.
He screwed up getting in the ring.
Yep.
That name is very triggering for me. Yeah, it was a fucking great show.
Yeah,
it was
good
incredible.
Stuff.
I really loved it. I have nothing else to say.
As much as our costumes?
We've got about...
No.
No?
No, nothing as
now,
much as our costumes.
We've got 29 weeks between now and Ultima Lucha Trace.
Oh my God.
Wow, really?
And we still Holy have a match.
This was only... Guys, this was only episode 11
what?
Of a 40-week season.
Dude, we're gonna get to know each other. I'm gonna know all the moves.
You're gonna know every single one of them. Especially now that we're watching together, like a team, like a family.
Are you gonna do this?
Of course.
Like a family?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna bring pizza.
There you go.
Oh my God.
By the end of the season, it's gonna be like Rachel, but it'll be like Jericho's list of all the moves. Like 1,001 holds.
Exactly.
The mask.
And then I'm gonna rename all of them.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm gonna call the this one the pile driver the Crunchwrap Supreme.
I like it.
Me too.
I like it a lot.
And you're good to go.
Well, guys, on that note, that's our show. But of course, we'll be right back here, same bat time, same bat channel, next week, talking episode. Actually,
I don't know yet.
Next week is Thanksgiving,
it's
isn't
up in
it?
There.
I won't be here.
We might do a show on Wednesday,
oh,
but
shit.
Probably not. We'll probably so, double
if we
up the
do it
week
on
after.
Wednesday, I can
if,
do it.
If you're in the good old US of A, celebrate Thanksgiving, go eat some turkey, all that good stuff, next Thursday. We'll double up on Lucha Underground the week after. We'll have a supersized show for you, if you will. But until then, we hope that you'll subscribe and download and comment and review and subscribe and rate 5 stars if you're nasty on iTunes. If you're on YouTube, leave us a thumbs up, leave us a comment, all that stuff. We want to hear from you. But guys, for now, where can they find you?
I am not Pentagon Jr., even though I look like it.
Spoiler alert. That's not Pentagon, guys.
I have zero miedo, though. You can follow me on Twitter at Jimbo in the Booth. Buy my documentary, The Young Bucks' Too Sweet Journey, at highspots.com. And check out the X-Pac 12360 podcast. We had Gangrel on this week.
Oh, cool.
He told a lot of really great stories.
Awesome.
Wow.
Rachel.
What's good, homie? Okay. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Rachel Sam Evans or Rachel Sam Vans. You can also find me on the... Fuck, I was doing so good.
Snarled.
The YouTube channel that is mine, so I should know the name of, is youtube.com/snarled. I do things. I answer questions. I talk about death. I talk about cults.
She plays weird bird-based video games?
I play video games in which you have to date a bird. I failed. Spoiler alert.
Don't even front about how to have a boyfriend.
Oh, I failed that game. I failed. I got killed
fail.
By...
I said don't front.
I know, but I'm just letting you know. I'm just sharing with you, my friend.
Thanks, Rachel.
You're welcome. I love you.
You can find me online at TimeMatthewsPMA, as well as on Monday nights on the Monday Night Raw After Show, and also on Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, 4 p.m., Saturdays, KDOC, U2 America, Tough TV, Fight TV, Patreon. Check those local listings. But
KDOC.
We'll be back in 2 weeks talking episode 12 and 13 of season 3 of Lucha Underground. We hope you'll be right back here in our temple. But until then, viva la lucha.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.